Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Nature of Saving Faith. Saving faith is from the heart, Romans 10, involving the will, John 7, 17, and Revelation 22, 17, and is centered in Christ. Saving faith involves the package of a repentant heart toward God and toward sin. Let's talk about a dead faith versus a living faith. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." There's two great issues regarding saving faith. Since the early days of the church, there have been two great battles regarding the nature of saving faith. Number one, Paul's great battle with regard to the Judaizers who wanted to add something to faith. Judaizer theology said, faith plus works results in salvation. Paul's response is emphatic. We are justified by faith alone, apart from works. Number two, James, on the other hand, was battling a form of antinomianism that said a non-working faith is a valid saving faith. James' emphatic corrective response is that saving faith works. James 2. James and Paul do not contradict one another, but in fact complement one another. They were battling different issues. Paul is dealing with the basis of justification. James is dealing with the results of justification. Paul says faith alone saves. James adds, but the faith that saves does not remain alone. It works. Paul is in agreement with James. Romans 6, Ephesians 2, Titus 1:16. James is in agreement with Paul. James 1:17 and 18. There is no discrepancy if one properly understands the nature of saving faith. Paul emphasizes we are saved by faith alone. James emphasizes it must be the right kind of faith. Both emphases are vitally important. Let's talk about James on the nature of saving faith. James 2, 14 through 26 is dealing with the nature of saving faith. James insists that a non-working faith cannot save. In verse 14, James asks the question, can that kind of faith save him? The Greek structure clearly expects the answer, no. The kind of faith it professes but doesn't work cannot save. James tells the bottom line straight out and then builds his case. James goes on to show in verse 17 that faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. In verse 20, he says this type of faith is barren or useless. And in verse 22, he further shows it is incomplete. James gives two examples of saving faith, namely that of Abraham and Rahab. James uses the word justified in a different sense than Paul. Compare James 2:24 with Romans 4:2. Whereas Paul uses justified in a forensic sense of declared righteous, James uses it in the sense of vindicated. Compare Luke 7:35, Romans 3:4, and 1 Timothy 3:16. The illustration from Abraham's life that saving faith works is the offering up of his son Isaac, Genesis 22. James emphasizes that in this event, Abraham's faith was made perfect, that is, complete, James 2:22. His works vindicated the reality of a saving faith. Saving faith is not a dead end, but expects a corresponding completion of works in the life. To drive this point home, James quotes Genesis 15:6, in James 2:23. We read there, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Note, this same scripture, Genesis 15:6, which Paul quotes to indicate initial justification, Romans 4:3, is the very same scripture that James says was fulfilled in the offering up of Isaac, which happened about 30 years later in Genesis 22. James is showing that the nature of saving faith is that it will have a fulfillment or completion in the life. In that sense, justification by faith alone, Genesis 15:6, is prophetic. Something will happen in the life, in that there will be a completion of it. Genesis 15:6 will result in Genesis 22:1-14. Further note, the kind of faith that Abraham had was that which entrusted to God that which was dearest and best to him, namely his only begotten son, Hebrews 11:17. Rahab's faith was of the same nature, as she defied her country and risked her very life in receiving the spies, James 2:25. This kind of faith sees God as most important person in life, more important than family, self, or country. Thus, this was a lordship kind of faith that manifested itself in the life. Not perfectly, James 3:2, we all stumble in many ways, but characteristically. It manifests itself in the life, not perfectly, but characteristically. For James, neither mere lip service, James 2:14, nor mere intellectual assent to orthodox doctrine, James 2:19, can save. Only a living faith that demonstrates itself in the life is a saving faith. John Calvin said, faith alone justifies, but the faith that justifies is never alone. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.